Mahaprabhu then describes Lord Brahma's interview with Krishna at Dwarka and the Lord's curbing pride of Brahma. There is also a description of one of Krishna's pastimes with Brahma. In this chapter, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita presented some nice poems about the pastimes of Krishna and Krishna's super excellent beauty. Throughout the rest of the chapter, our intimate relationship, sambandh, with Krishna is described. So, text one.
Oh, maybe it was not. Oh, sorry. I thought it was not. Sorry. Hare Krishna. So he pointed out that here it's described that Agatya Kagatim is for only shelter Gatim, or the destination, for those who are Agati. Agati Gati. That's two words are there. One is one who has no goal, and one who is and this is the goal. So agati ekha is the only goal. The only goal for someone who has no destination in life. People in the material world. He points out that people in the material world. He quotes this verse in the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Prayin alpayasai sabya. That people in the, especially in the age of Kali, people are very fallen and have no good qualification. But they have short life, praying alpa, yusa, ayusha, that the very short life. Then it goes on, manda sumanda mateo, they're always disturbed, their intelligence is very poor, upadrita, they're always disturbed. This is all these things going on in this material world. It can just, if you follow it, but you're going to be disturbed. One asked, so therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this eka agati, those who have no, do not know the goal of life is what here. Eka gatim, he's the only person, that the only place to go. This same verse, actually not exactly the same verses, in the seventh chapter of Adi Lila, the first two lines are the same, some slight difference on the second two lines. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very kind. He's given Rupa Goswami, he glorified him as Namo Mahava Nyaya. He's the most merciful Lord. He's given those persons who have no idea, we know it, no even. You ask someone on the street, what is the goal of life? They're agati. They have no idea where they're, what they're. Kinarthadika, sadhakam. Kinartha, of the necessities of the conditioned souls who are poor in spiritual knowledge. This is the situation, Kali Yuga. And then, all right, text two. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya
Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Mostly Chaitanya Charitamrita to Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he gives a nice verse, something about the, maybe referring a little bit to the chapter, what the subject matter of the chapter is in the first verse, and then he offers his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his, because we don't offer obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu alone. Lord Chaitanya is always with his associates, Sangha Pangrashtra Parshadam. He says, Chaitanya Nityananda Dvaita Gadadhar Srivas Agor Bhaktivinoda. This is the method of offering obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And without his mercy, we do not have the qualification for chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada recommended that before every function, one should offer these obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Text 3. Sarva Surupera Dham Paravyoma Dhamme.
Sarva Surupera Dham Paravyoma Dhamme.
Pritak Pritak Vaikuntha Sabha Nahika Ganane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, all the transcendental forms of the Lord are situated in the spiritual sky. They preside over spiritual planets in that abode, but there is no counting those Vaikuntha planets. So we just, in the last chapter, we read about all the different types of incarnations of Krishna, the Prakash, the Vas, Vaibhava, Ekatma, the guna avatars, the lila avatars, the manvantara avatars. And similarly, there's pritak pritak vaikuntha saha nahika ganane. Ganane, nahika ganane, there's no counting, ganana. Sankhya purvaka nama gananata, sankhya. Anyway, this is the counting system. Sata, next verse. Sata sahasra ayuta laksha koti yojane, yojana.
Sata sahasra ayuta laksha koti yojana.
Eka eka vaikunthera vistara varnana.
Eka eka vaikunthera vistara varnana.
Translation, the breadth of each Vaikuntha planet is described as 8 miles multiplied by 100. By 1,000, by 10,000, by 100,000, and by 10 million. In other words, each Vaikuntha planet is expanded beyond our ability to measure. So that's the disease of the conditioned soul. It wants to measure everything. Everything we want to conceptualize with our brain. This is the Dr. Frog mentality. I think there's something, miyate, that maya, that,
miyate anaya iti maya.
Yeah, the one, well, by
measurement,
by miyate means to measure. This is the definition of maya?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the definition of maya. We want to measure everything. How much, how far, when, how. But then this is the spiritual world. This is just like the Dr. Frog. He's measuring Pacific Ocean according to his well. So we're, that's the method of, because we're conditioned, we have our, what do you call, standards of conception of what is the reality, but we can't understand. Reality is far beyond what our imagination can go. Fantastic koti satavat Okay, text 5. Sabha Vaikuntha Vyapaka Ananda Chinmaya. Parishad Sadaishwarja Purna Sabahaya. Translation, each Vaikuntha planet is very large, and each is made of spiritual bliss. The inhabitants are all associates of the Supreme Lord, and they all have full opulence like the Lord himself. Thus they are all situated. Text 6. Ananta Vaikuntha Eka Eka Desheja. Se parabhyam adamare ke karu vistar.
Se parabhyam adamare ke karu.
Since all the Vaikuntha planets are located in a certain corner of the spiritual sky, who can measure the spiritual sky? Text 7. Ananta Vaikuntha Parabhyama Jara Dala Shreni.
Ananta Vaikuntha Parabhyama Jara Dala Shreni.
Sarvapari Krishna Loka Karnikara Gani.
Sarvapari Krishna Loka Karnikara Gani.
Translation, the shape of the spiritual sky is compared to a lotus flower. The topmost region of that flower is called the world, and within that world is Krishna's abode. Petals of the spiritual lotus flower consist of many Vaikuntha planets. Again, this is how this is our disease. We try to conceptualize, but we have to just take things as it's stated here. Who can measure the spiritual world? Everything is unlimited. Ke karu vistar. Who can understand the length? But still, it's described that the shape of the spiritual sky is compared to a lotus flower. So what is the lotus flower? Ananta Vaikuntha, unlimited Vaikuntha planets? These are, we have to just take things as the stated. If we try to, that is the Jiva Goswami says, if we try to put Krishna, we first have to accept the Achintya Shakti, inconceivable powers, the potencies of Krishna. Otherwise, there's no understanding. We have to accept that the lotus flower, you can understand, you can say, well, it's how big it is, you can measure, but this, the type of the spiritual petals of the spiritual world consist of many Vaikuntha planets, so it's beyond our conception. Okay, text 8 is Amata Shaila Sharyastana Abhatar.
Amata Shaila Sharyastana Abhatar.
Brahma Shiva Antanapaya Jiva Konachar.
Brahma Shiva Antanapaya Jiva Konachar.
Translation, each Vaikuntha planet is full of spiritual bliss, complete opulence and space, and each is inhabited by incarnations. If Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva cannot estimate the length and breadth of the spiritual sky and the Vaikuntha planets, how can ordinary living entities begin to imagine them? Yeah, anyway. Okay, so text 9. I think this is the last one.
Yeah.
Kobeti Bhuman Bhagavan Paratman.
Kobeti Bhuman Bhagavan Paratman.
Yogeshwaro Tir Bhavatas Tridokyam. Kavakatam Vakati Vakadeti. Vistarayan kridasi yogamayam.
Vistarayan kridasi yogamayam.
Kaveti bhuman bhagavan paratman.
Kaveti bhuman bhagavan paratman.
Yoge Sharotir Bhapatas Trilokam.
Yoge Sharotir Bhapatas Trilokam.
Babakatam Vakati Vakaditi.
Babakatam Vakati Vakaditi.
Vistarayanti Dasi Yogamayam.
Vistarayanti Dasi Yogamayam.
What's that?
Gobeti
Bhuman Bhagavan Paratman. Questions in this verse here. Kvava, kva, katam, kati, kadi, kada. Who? Beti.
Beti.
Knows.
Knows.
Bhuman.
Bhuman.
O Supreme Great One.
O Supreme Great One.
Bhagavan.
Bhagavan.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead.
O Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Paratman.
Paratman.
O Super Soul.
O
Yoga Ishvara.
Yoga Ishvara.
O Master of Mystic Power.
O Master of Mystic Power.
Uti.
Uti.
Pastimes.
Pastimes.
Bhavata.
Bhavata.
Of your Lordship.
Of your Lordship.
Trilokyam.
Trilokyam.
In the three worlds.
In the three worlds.
Kva.
Kva.
Where.
Where.
Va.
Va.
Or.
Or.
Katam.
Katam.
How.
How.
Va.
Va.
Or.
Or.
Kati.
How many?
Ba.
Ba.
Or.
Kada.
Kada.
When.
Hiti.
Hiti.
Thus.
Thus.
Vishtarayan.
Vishtarayan.
Expanding.
Expanding.
Kridasi.
Kridasi.
You play.
You play.
Yogamayam.
Yogamayam.
Spiritual energy.
Spiritual energy.
Translation. Purport by Shilpa. O Supreme Great One, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Super Soul, Master of all mystic power. Your pastimes are taking place continuously in these worlds, but who can estimate where how and when you are employing your spiritual energy and performing your pastimes. No one can understand the mystery of these activities. Purport: this verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.21. This is a prayer of Lord Brahma after Brahma stole the cowherd boys, when he came to offer prayers to Krishna. This is one of his prayers from the 14th chapter. We'll read Srila Prabhupada. That's the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, their purport here. Purport: Brahma previously stated that Lord Krishna incarnates among the demigods, human beings, animals, fish, and so on. That was in the previous verse, the previous prayer. This does not mean, however, that the Lord is degraded by his incarnations. As Brahma clarifies here, no conditioned soul can understand the transcendental nature of the Lord's activities, which he enacts through his spiritual potency. Although the Lord is Bhuman, the supremely great one, he is still Bhagavan, the supremely beautiful personality exhibiting pastimes of love in his own abode. At the same time, he is Paramatma, the all-pervading supersoul, who witnesses and sanctions all the activities of the conditioned souls. The Lord's multiple identity is explained by the term Yogeshwara. This absolute truth is the master of all mystic potencies, and although he is one and supreme, he manifests his greatness and opulences in many different ways. Such elevated spiritual matters can hardly be understood by foolish persons primitively identifying themselves with the insignificant material body. These conditioned souls, such as atheistic scientists, consider their own puffed-up intelligence supreme, gullibly placing their firm faith in material illusion. They are captured by the modes of nature and driven far away from knowledge of God. So, Kvavakatam, it starts out Kobeti, that who can understand, and then Kva, where, Katam, how, Kati, how many, Kada, when. All these questions Lord Brahma asks, that who can understand all these things about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was bewildered by how he came back. After stealing the calves and cowherd boys, he came back and he saw Krishna was the same cowherd boys and the same calves. He became quite bewildered. Even Lord Balaram, Krishna's first expansion, Lord Balaram was also bewildered when he saw that these cows and cowherd women had so much affection for their children and for their calves. One has for Krishna himself. And he could understand that something is going on. Therefore, Vishtara and Kritasi Yogamayam, it's, all these things are covered by Krishna's Yogamaya. Even Krishna sometimes becomes bewildered when Shalva brought one illusory form of Vasudev and killed him in front of Krishna. His father, he killed his illusory form, and Krishna became momentarily bewildered. And similarly, when the cowherd boys entered into the mouth of Agasura, Krishna became, he said, what is going on here? So this is Yoga Maya. Krishna also says, Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya, Yoga Maya Samavrita. Samavrita means similarly as Vistarayan, this covering of Yoga Maya. Otherwise, Mahamaya in the material world, we're covered by some kind of Maya. Everyone's covered by some kind of Maya. Even Krishna himself sometimes is covered by his own Maya. So Yogamaya brings us closer to Krishna and more helps us to develop our love and affection for Krishna, whereas Mahamaya brings us away from Krishna. So we want to, what do they call it? Daivyesha Gunamayi Mahamaya Duratyaya. That the Daivyesha, the same thing, Maya, or Daivi Maya, it's very difficult to overcome, but Krishna says that if we surrender to him, then one can come under the shelter of that yoga maya. And how Krishna is playing, Vistarin, he's a Timarjani Bhagavan, Guda Kapata Manasha. That Krishna and Balaram, they came, they performed some types of activities like human beings, but not exactly like human beings. They became, their activities were extraordinary in all respects. This Sanatana Goswami, he describes that there's four names for Krishna given, that the these four names, Bhuman, Bhagavan, Paratman, and Yogeshwar. He says that these Bhuman says unlimited, or here he says this, Srila Prabhupada writes, the Supreme Great One, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or Bhagavan, sometimes the possessor of all power, just like Parashar Muni, he gives us the description of who is Bhagavan, as one who possesses all opulences, these six opulences, wealth, strength, beauty, fame, knowledge, and renunciation. So Bhagavan, Bhaga is the opulences, and Van means one who possesses, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paratman, or the Supersoul, and Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers, as described at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Jatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Jatra Parta Dhanurjara. So Sanatana Goswami says that each one of these displays in the sequence of names of the Lord, they are gradually more difficult to comprehend and show the greater excellence of the Lord. Sanatana Goswami mentions like that. So how these Vistara and Kridasi Yogamaya, Krishna plays. So the devotees also play sometimes. Describes that Bala Krita and Akai Krita and Krishna Krita and Yadade. Krishna, the Shukadeva Goswami, maybe Sutta Goswami, talks about Parikshit Maharaj, that he's played with the forms of Krishna. When he was a child, Bala Krita and Akai Krita, that he was playing with these forms of the Supreme Lord, acting just like Srila Prabhupada. When he was a young child, he used to play with he got this deities of Radha Govinda when he was a small child, and he had to took out the Ratha Yatra cart when he was a small child. So fortunate sometimes our children, they are also given that opportunity. This is a great qualification for developing one's Krishna consciousness, to become from the very beginning of life, to be engaged in the activities of Krishna consciousness. So there's a couple of things here. I noticed one thing is that text 3 here, Sarva Swarupera Dham Parabhyoma Dhami Pritak Pritak Vaikuntha Sabha Nahika Ganani, that is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, all the transcendental forms of the Lord are situated in the spiritual sky. They preside over spiritual planets in that abode, and there is no counting those Vaikuntha planets. Protect Vaikuntha Sabha. We just heard about in the last chapter, we heard all the different incarnations of the Lord, and it says that uh, Sarva Suruparadana, Paravyomadana, that all of these different forms of the Lord have their own, Pritak Pritak Vaikuntha, Paravyomadana, they all have their abodes in the spiritual world, in the Paravyoma, the spiritual sky. Each one of those forms of the Lord, because there was one time, years, many years ago, there was one, our God brother, respected scholar, he said something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't have his own abode. He only appears in the material world after Krishna. But here it's described that Pritak Pritak Vaikuntha Sabha, Sarva Swarupa Paradam, they all have their forms in the spiritual world. So like this, we were told that we should be like that kind of detectives. We had one challenge on Wednesday about the Krishnadas Kaviraj, whether he was the personality that went on Lord Chaitanya's South India tour. But it's described the very last verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that this Chaitanya Charitamrita was finished in 1615. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went on South India tour in 1511. So this is 104 years. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita in his 90s. So this is a little bit, because he had to be at least, I think, 14 years old when he was going on South India tour. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a young Brahmin boy like that. At least he was a teenager. So plus 104 plus that, doesn't add up very well. So we have to be, yes, detectives. We should study very carefully Srila Prabhupada's books and accept Yashastra Vidyam Utsrija Vartate Kama Karata Asasidim Vapnoti Nasukam. If we want happiness, Nasukam, we can't give up the injunctions of the scriptures. We have to understand. We have to come to that stage as we pray, Om Agyanita Marandasya Gyananjana Salakaya, that we have to see with the eyes of knowledge, or Shastra Chakshus. We see what the scriptures are saying, and we have to accept. This is called Astik. By accepting the scriptures, the scriptural injunctions, this is called astik, and gnostic or atheist means one who gives up the shastric injunctions. It doesn't accept. If one doesn't accept this Bodhahayana gnostic, one who doesn't accept the scriptures, the Buddhists, they reject the Vedic injunctions, the sacrifices of the Vedas. What is that? Yeah, but there's also that the Buddha rejected the Vedas, no? Anyway.
There's a verse in 9th chapter.
Jayadeva is in Jayadeva's prayers, he's not the same. Nindasi Jagyavadir. Nindasi Jagyavadir, no?
Yeah.
He criticized the Vedas. The Jagyas of the Vedas, like that. There's more? Nindasa Jagyavadira, haha, Shruti Jatam. Shruti Jatam. They're given by the Vedas.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Is that what I'm meaning?
Yeah.
Shruti Jatam. So, anyway, I wanted to speak something about Srila Murari Gupta. Today is his disappearance day. He's a very very prominent devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elders, and today is his disappearance day. And he's described Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's a very nice Chikitsa Karena Jare Hoya Sadaya Deharog Bhavarog Dui Tarakshay. That he acted as a physician in his pastimes. These are all pastimes of the Lord. We have They're given here, sometimes we hear about the glories of Kartik and the glories of Bhadra Purnim, giving a charity to Srimad Bhagavatam. It was Narottam Das Thakur, he gives very simple, Krishna gives very simple thing. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoviti tatvata. You just understand Krishna's transcendental appearance and activities, and then chakva dehum punar janma nayiti, and you don't have to take birth again. And similarly, Narottam Das Thakur says that Gaurangaira sangine gane nitya siddha karimane se jaya brajendra nandana sutapas. So we just have to accept that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, they're all Nitya Siddha Karimani. They're all transcendental personalities, not conditioned souls. They're all the associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then very easily one can get the association of Krishna, say Jai Rajendra Sutapas. Nice verse here. Pakshimatra Jari Lai Chaitanya Nam, Sayo Satya Jai Bhika Chaitanya Dham. There's direct proof there. Sayo Satya Jai Bhika Chaitanya Dham. As we mentioned in the little bit ago, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his supreme abode. Chaitanya Dham is directly mentioned there in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. That even a bird chants Lord Chaitanya's names, it will certainly attain Lord Chaitanya's abode. This is in the verse that I was. This Murari Gupta has his own verse, his own chapter in Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 20 of Madhya Khand, is the glories of Murari Gupta, and it starts off, whole chapter is nice pastimes of Murari Gupta with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It begins off with the pastime when Lord Chaitanya was sitting in the house of Srivas Thakur, and Srivas Thakur, he was sitting with Nityananda Prabhu, and Murari Gupta came in and he offered obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he offered his obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Murari, you've done something wrong. This is not proper. You've done this wrong." He said, "What? What do you mean?" I said, "That's all right, you can understand later, but you have not done proper thing right now." So he said, "You go home and you will find out." So he went home and, he took rest.
Yeah.
And in a dream he saw Nityananda Prabhu coming. Actually, Nityananda was dressless like a wrestler with a club and a plow. And Vishwambar, Lord Chaitanya, was fanning him with the chamara. He said, "Now you understand that this is he's my older brother." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Nityananda Prabhu as his older brother, Dauji, just like they call him, Vrindavan. Balaram is Hoyalunitai. Balaram Hoyalunitai. Nityananda is that same Balaram who is the older brother of Krishna. Of course, there's also a reason for that, because previously Nityananda was, previous to Krishna, he came as a Lakshman. And Lakshman, he had so much distress and anxiety. He was transcendentally, he was very disturbed that this Ramchandra, his older brother, said, "Oh, we have to go to the forest, we have to do this, we have to do that." And Lakshman was very disturbed sometimes. He said, "Why?" He wanted to serve in such a way, because his younger brother, he wasn't able to say, "No, we'll fight and we'll stay here in Ayodhya and like this." So He said, next time I'm coming, older brother, then you'll have to listen to me. Then I can serve to my heart's desire. So these are transcendental activities, the transcendental moods that he could serve better as a senior, just like Srila Prabhupada gave the example of how the Christians pray, our Father who art in heaven, give us this day our daily bread. So this is okay. This is actually pious. Someone who is distressed or in need of something, if they go to Krishna, this is certainly pious. But even more pious, is even more affection is the parents' affection for their child that said, see, if you don't eat Krishna, you will get hungry, you'll get very skinny and everything, so you have to eat. And that also came up, coming up here, Murari Gupta, after he came back and he told, he came on, offered obeisances first to Nityananda and then to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they said, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, what, have you seen something? How come you're offering obeisances to me first today? Yesterday you offered obeisances first to Nityananda. And Murari, he said, oh, this everything is wonderful. When I've seen you. Here he says, Pavana Karena Jena Shushka Trinachali. As the blade of dry grass is blown in the wind, all living entities act on the strength of your potencies. I was meditating on this saying that they, not a blade of grass moves without the will of the Lord. I was thinking, where did this come from? So anyway, 500 years ago, they were using it at least. I still haven't found out if this is the origin of it. But anyway.
What is this verse?
Huh?
What is this verse?
It says.
What is the verse? Can you repeat it?
Oh. Pavana Kareni, Jena Shushka Trinachali.
Trinachali.
Yes. The grass, the dry grass moves. Pavana Kareni, by the influence of the wind. Jivara Sakala Dharma Para Shakti Vale. It's all living entities act on the strength of your potencies. So anyway, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave some betel nuts. I was corrected. I used to always say betel nuts is the English word. Murari, he told Narmari after he took the remnants of the Lord's betel nuts, that we can't imitate. That is not given by us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eats betel nuts, but we don't take. In Mayapur, they offer betel nuts and paan to the Lord, but devotees don't take the remnants. So after that, Murari wiped his hand on his head, and Lord Chaitanya said, you didn't wash your hands, you've become contaminated by touching my remnants. And in this way, he started remembering how these Mayavadis in Varanasi are blaspheming denying the transcendental form of the Lord. He teaches Vedanta. This is Prakashananda. He teaches Vedanta, but he does not accept my form. I gave him leprosy, but still he doesn't understand. It's described. And so then, after that, Murari Gupta went back home, and he was offered his... meal by his wife, and Murari was taking the rice and he was throwing on the ground. He was in ecstasy, complete ecstasy, and he started throwing the rice on the ground and say, eat Krishna, eat. He's throwing the rice on the ground and he say, eat Krishna. So next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into Murari Gupta's house. Murari Gupta, as we mentioned, he was a physician. So he said that whatever rice Murari offered, the Lord ate. Early the next morning, the Lord went to Mariagupta's house to meet him. Mahaprabhu arrived at Mariagupta as Mariagupta was sitting there enjoying the ecstasy of Krishna's names. Upon seeing the Lord, Murari offered his obeisances. Murari then respectfully offered the Lord a place to sit, and the son of Jagannath Mishra sat down. Mariagupta said, "O Lord, what brings you here?" The Lord replied, "I came for treatment." Mariagupta then said, "What is the cause of your indigestion? What foods did you eat yesterday?" He said, "My dear friend, how would you know? You threw rice on the floor and you told me to eat." So this way he had indigestion, so he took some water from Mariagupta's pot. Similarly, pastime with Sridhar, how he took water from his old broken pot. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya bestowed his mercy on Mariagupta by taking water from his pot, eating the rice that he threw on the floor. And there was some next pastime is described as that one day in the house of Srivas, Mahaprabhu roared loudly and assumed his four-armed form. And he called for his carrier, Garuda, Garuda, Garuda. And Mariagupta came there and he said, "Here I am, I'm your carrier." And he carried around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu around in the courtyard on his back and telling him, "Perhaps you forgot that I carried you in the Parijata tree from heaven. Perhaps you forgot how I carried you to Banapur where I tore Kartikeya's peacock to pieces. And then climb on my back and tell me where in which universe I should take you." And this way, they carried the Lord around in the courtyard of Srivas's house. I think there's some other pastimes there also. Oh, one time, Mariagupta was in meditation that the Lord
giving up his pastime.
Yes, you see, says that one day the most pure Murari thought about the position of the Lord's incarnations. "While the Lord and his associates are still present in this world, I should think of my own welfare. I cannot understand the pastimes of Krishna or how he acts at a particular time." Similar to the verse we just read, Kadavada, Kvavakatam, Kvakati. So sometimes he creates and then he annihilates. Although he destroyed Ravana and his dynasty to bring back Sita, why did he then abandon her? "Therefore, I should give up my body while he is still present in this world. The proper time to give up my body is while that great personality is still present in this world." After contemplating in this way, Mariagupta secretly brought one sharp chopper. Chopper we used. So he brought that chopper and he hid it in his house someplace. And then Lord Chaitanya, we had in the verse today, Paramatman, he's the super soul of all living entities. He came there and he understood Mariagupta's mind and he came there. And he, it's actually very sweet to me, he says feeling great compassion for Murari, the Lord sat on the asan and began to narrate topics of Krishna. The Lord then said, "O Murari, will you do what I say?" Murari replied, "O Lord, this body belongs to you." The Lord asked, "Is that a fact?" Murari replied, "Yes." The Lord then whispered in his ear, "Then give me that chopper." Said, "You have kept a chopper inside the house with which you plan to kill yourself. Give it to me." And then, in great lamentation, Murari explained, "Alas, alas, someone's told you a lie." Then the Lord said, "Murari, you are certainly naive. Are you saying that I will know something only if someone else tells me?" "I know who made that chopper and where you have hidden it." So the Lord is the omniscient super soul in the hearts of all, so he knows everything. He went inside the house and brought out the chopper. The Lord said, uh, he ch- little chastised him in transcendental love, of course. So in this way, Mahārāja-gupta saw so many wonderful pastimes with the Lord. Any other pastimes? I think I can't remember anymore. Okay. Anyway. Anything else? We're getting late. Anybody else has something to say? Questions? Comments? Corrections? Fair enough, through. I don't know, there's no microphone, whatever.
When Lord Chaitanya tried to get Mahārāja-gupta to worship Krishna instead of Rama.
Oh, yeah, Mahārāja-gupta?
Yeah, is that
at the end?
Yeah, yeah.
Mahārāja-gupta couldn't give it.
Mahārāja-gupta, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, in the Mahāprakāsha pastimes at the house of Shivas, he revealed his identity as, they say, Hanuman, and he offered very nice prayers, 8 prayers, or there, Ramashtakam, very nice prayers. Yeah, he told him not to worship Krishna instead of Ram, because Mahārāja-gupta was a great devotee of Ram, and Mahārāja-gupta came back the next day and said, I can't do it. I don't know what to do. So, yeah.
And he said, glory to that God who never gave up his follower, and glory to those devotees who never give up their yesterday.
Yes.
Very nice.
I have a question.
Oh. Yes, sir.
I was wondering now, what language do the spiritual beings in the spiritual world speak? Is it English or telepathic or what?
They speak spiritual language. they can speak in any language they want. It doesn't matter because everyone understands each other. But sometimes it's described that Sanskrit is called Devanagari, it's the language of the demigods, but in Vrindavan they speak Brij Bhasa. They have so many, they can, there's also many instances, I can't think right offhand, where Krishna speaks in the language of the birds and the animals like that. He can speak in any language. I think Rupa Goswami gives the in his 64 qualities.
Sarva-bhasa-mita.
Yeah. So he can speak in any language, Krishna. And his devotees, they can understand and speak in that language also. They have, the in the 5th chapter of Bhagavatam, it's described how Narada Muni was a perfect being. And it's in the purport, it says the eightfold perfections of mystic yoga are constitute very little of the godly nature of a pure devotee. You can understand that just like we have, Krishna is called Yogeshwara, so the devotees, they can also be perfect in all the 8 mystic perfections of yoga. That means they can do the impossible things, they can create planet, they can do this or that. But this is very insignificant compared to their perfection. This constitute very little of their godly nature. Again, I can't imagine. This is what they call the frog philosophy, to try to imagine the perfection of the spiritual beings. They're practically on the level of God. I mean, they fight with God. They play with God. They can, so we can't really comprehend these things with our mind and intelligence. We can understand that it's a wonderful place and we want to go there. That much we can understand. Anything else? Okay. Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.